6 years ago, the first Keystone Pipeline was under construction through several counties in eastern South Dakota. One landowner testified Tuesday before the Public Utilities Commission in Pierre that reclamation has not been done. The PUC has been taking testimony for more than a week to determine if TransCanada, the Keystone XL Pipeline parent company, can meet 50 conditions attached to its 2010 permit. Among those conditions is land reclamation. The Keystone XL, if built, will run through western South Dakota. Susan Sibson brought weeds as an exhibit to the PUC hearing. She says after the pipeline was built, reclamation failed, and now the pipeline's route is covered with non-native and noxious weeds that their cattle can't eat.
That's how we make our living. If the cattle can't eat the grass that's there, there goes our business.
Susan Sibson and her husband Mike farm in the Howard area. About 17 acres of their land was torn up when the pipeline was built across it. About half is cropland and the rest is pasture. Today, Sibson says there are weeds and non-native grasses growing along the pipeline's path, and she says the ground is now full of holes.
The heat from the pipeline, the rodents like that. They dig holes over the pipeline and burrow in.
In cross-examination, TransCanada attorney James Moore establishes with Simpson that the company has compensated her family for crop loss and has sent a contractor to spray weeds at least once and to seed or reseed 5 times. The contractor uses a pre-mixed package of seeds, and Simpson says some of them are not native to the area and are invasive. She gives as an example wheatgrass, which grows in clumps, is tough to mow, and is not usable for livestock except perhaps for bedding. PUC Commissioner Gary Hansen visited the Sibson farm in September 2014. He asked Sibson what efforts TransCanada has made since that visit, and she says the contractor came back in the spring and used a drill to replant but did not kill the existing weeds.
Have they ever told you that reclamation is completed?
No, they have not, but they've really been after us to sign off on our land.
That was my next question. How many times have they, do you know how many times they've asked you?
2 times.
Sibson says the topsoil was set aside, but when the trench was filled in, the topsoil was mixed with clay. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.